Today we're talking about bud rot and mold and some of the pesky fungal diseases that you can face during your cannabis growth journey. And we're going to be looking basically at four different products today that we utilize or have started using over the last sort of grow season and last couple grows. I'm joined today by Luke, who's going to be giving us his expert opinions and joining me in the discussion. I think mold and bud rot, especially this time of the year, coming to the end of the outdoor season, is a big issue. We saw it in the indoor space recently, you know, trying to push the stuff a little bit long, or maybe just trying to hope for those, you know, that final little bit of THC to develop. But it's an issue that, you know, I've faced a couple times, especially with big, bud rot specifically, with big dankolas. And, you know, I was out on a hemp farm this past week, and they were saying that they've recorded the highest, you know, rainfall in years. So it's a perfect time to be coming in with this. And I thought it would be cool to chat about a brand new product, which I used for the first time this season. And that's a product called BioSulfur. So what exactly is the BioSulfur? It's a powerful product, I must say. And it's basically a fungicide that contains elemental sulfur. The elemental sulfur will help prevent the growth of fungal diseases like powdery mildew and botrytis. It works by preventing the spores of these diseases from germinating and growing. And it's also, because it's such a powerful product, it's also, you can use it against mites and some other pests. Now, when you spray the sulfur, you kind of get like this white, it looks like PM that's appeared all over the plant. But that basically forms a literal sulfur, a sulfur layer on the outside of the leaf. And then you're able to kill off completely any spores that might be there, but you can't see it. Luke, have you used the, when exactly do you use the sulfur from your experience and seeing people using it?
Only in the veg time. Don't ever use it in flower, just during veg. And I think it's very important to follow the instructions and also wear protective gear if you can, gloves, and also then protecting your equipment afterwards. I know you and I were speaking a little bit about it. It's important to make sure that you rinse out your gear after using something like this, right?
Yeah, on the bottle it says don't reuse for anything else, but I think if you give it a nice good clean, I mean, not everyone has five spraying canisters, you know? So I think give everything a fat clean afterwards, because like Luke said, it is powerful and it is a product that should be used with some caution. But it's organic in the sense that it's an element, and it is super powerful, and it will just help you. It will give you the peace of mind that at the end of your veg period, there is no traces of any kinds of powdery mildew or botrytis. And then you can start to move into some of the biologicals.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. And I also think that something that goes with this is a product called the BioTriCode. Now, it's not necessarily there to, you know, assist in with pests, it does help with pests, but with mold and stuff like that. It's a biological insecticide that contains the spores of the fungus Trichoderma harzianum. I don't know if I butchered that, but the fungus colonizes the root zone and it creates like this beautiful protective barrier around the root zone. And it protects against all your soil-borne pests and diseases. So root aphids, thrips, pythium, et cetera, et cetera. It also helps stimulate root growth and then enhances the nutrient uptake. So, you know, in hand with the sulfur, maybe protecting the outer actual mass of the plant, you've got your BioTriCo that's working its magic in the soil, which helps with the plant's immune system, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if the plant's weak or weakened by loads of different pests, then now all of a sudden it's just way more susceptible. And I mean, you also often see it when you like leave your plant. If a plant sort of dries out too much and starts drooping, maybe a couple of days later, you've noticed pests for the first time because you've killed off all your biologicals as well. And I think this is exactly that. You know, if you're not protecting the plant's immune system, you're opening yourself up to attack. And, you know, a lot of people grow in urban areas, and in the urban areas, you've just got plants, hundreds of different species coming in at all angles. People are gardening all the time. So, you know, if you've got a weak plant in an urban environment, you're gonna face issues. And I think on the, you know, the biologicals is super important going into the flowering stage, or especially because you can spray some of the biologicals early in flower, and that allows them to penetrate into where the buds are going to be developed and start to build up a resistance. And a super one that's become sort of, you know, one of the main products that I'm using in my biological arsenal at the moment would be the BioTriQ that Luke mentioned. And then also another product called AQSF, or the specific one that we use called Bio AQSF. And basically, what is it? It's a microbial insecticide that contains the bacterium Bacillus T. I'm not going to try and pronounce it as I have in another episode, but BTI produces toxins that specifically target and kill for mosquito and fungus gnat. It's commonly used for cannabis cultivation, but other kinds of cultivation as well, and is excellent in preventing the spread of diseases like powdery mildew, which can also be carried by sort of bugs in the grow space. So once again, another biological. With both of these biologicals, I must just say the biologicals always work better as a preventative than a cure. Like if you're not building up your biologicals over time, you know, a big sulfur spray and then 3 to 5 weeks of now spraying every week with the biologicals, then they become strong and they build up a colony on the plant and in the substrate. If you're kind of facing an advanced level of powdery mildew, or if you've got bud rot, you know, then they might help slow it down, but the powdery mildew is already sort of dominating that grow space, and then they don't seem to be as effective. So yeah, like IPM as you grow more becomes more and more important. I mean, we all slack off on it sometimes, you know, especially if you've got a lot going on, but it actually shouldn't be something that you slack off on. It's as important as watering.
Oh yeah, 100%. And like you said, prevention is always better than cure, right? So rather get in there and have your regimen set out and stick to it to prevent these kind of things from happening, but also an understanding that some genetics are more susceptible than others to get powdery mildew. So yeah, that does happen. But what you can use as well, it's a copper count N. It's a liquid copper fungicide that helps prevent the growth and the spread of fungal diseases down to powdery mildew, black spot, etc. It works by creating this protective barrier on the surface of the plant, which makes it very, very difficult for fungal spores to germinate and infect the plant. Then again, I also wouldn't use this in your flower stages. You know, rather stick with your biologicals if you can, and use this prior in your vegetative state. I don't know what your experiences have been with that, Dean.
No, more experience with the copper count than the sulfur. I think the copper and the sulfur are similar products in the stages that you use them in the vegetative period. But I have more experience with the copper than the sulfur, like I said. I have a feeling the sulfur is a better product between the two, but it also depends on what you guys have access to, you know, where you are and who you shop with and stuff like that. I mean, just in closing, these aren't all the products that we use. You know, I really like the synergistic microbes. We're getting some microbes into some IPM, you know, that also helps with building up the bit of resistance. I also really like the wetting agent, the Jadam wetting agent, which there's no, according to the white papers, it's not proven to kill powdery PM specifically, but I have seen it sort of seem to help sort of wash it off or control a bit of growth if you do have it kind of appearing. Doesn't mix well with copper, though, I must say. It forms this like sludge that you got to basically throw away your spray bottle afterwards. And then I also really like the EcoBuzz range of products. We've got our Disease Pro. We got our Pest Pro, which are very similar to the BioTriQ, AQSF. So for me, the having a sort of powerful product in the veg stage and then going into your flowering stage and trying to build up a bit of resistance would basically be my strategy. Luke, do you have any final notes for anyone listening?
Yeah, I think, look, going and having your regiment, following your regiment for the powdery mildew and pests is essential. You need to stick with it. In terms of bud rot, though, it's a little bit more tricky. You know, we experienced two or three heads with bud rot in our space recently, and that you know, where you lose a couple of heads, you open them up, you have a look, you've got to investigate, and you can't consume that at all either. You know, so you got to be careful. Watch out for it. If you do have it, get it out of the space immediately. Don't dry it with the rest of it. Chuck it in the bin, and you should be good to go. But yeah, keep up with those regiments, and you guys will be good.
No, guys, so I think that's a super important point. You know, the bud rot is something to look out for, and it's scary when it does happen. So if stuff looks like it's going from color to black and white, it's time to get in there. But it generally, you know, if you've got super dank big nugs that you haven't, strains you haven't also grown a load of, you might it might be susceptible. And guys, we didn't chat anything about sort of you know, environmentals and stuff like that today. This was specifically a product episode. We'll come back in the future with some chats about airflow. We'll chat about some pests as well. But for today, that's it. Apologies for last week. We're missing one episode. We've had a bit of a crazy time. So for the first time ever in our history, we didn't release an episode. But we've got loads of cool content coming out. We've got loads of cool podcasts. We'll see Andy back relatively soon as well. So, guys, we appreciate the support as always. And till next time, peace out, guys.
Peace.